Regina, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl strengthening and hitting record status as it moves through the Atlantic. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
Beryl still making history, becoming the earliest Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic Basin on record. It is remarkable to see, especially this time of year. It's got a lot of islands in its path, and eventually the United States coast could be at play.
Gas prices up 4 cents this 4th of July week as compared to last week. The Biden administration releasing about 40 million gallons of gas from the Northeast Strategic Reserve to try to steady those prices for the holiday. Former President Trump moving to have his hush money conviction thrown out, citing yesterday's Supreme Court ruling granting presidents immunity for official acts taken while in office. They say it's because juries saw evidence they believe should have been protected by presidential immunity. Top Democrats continue voicing concern about President Biden's future as the party's nominee following last week's debate performance. This is ABC News. Hearings are underway now on Capitol Hill on a measure to try to fight deep fakes.
The Adobe Photoshop of the 1990s has been replaced by countless apps that can visually place people in sexually explicit situations without their knowledge or permission.
What deep fakes can do is create either images or videos that anyone watching would believe was real.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is co-sponsoring legislation with Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota that would require social media and other websites to remove non-consensual explicit images within 48 hours of their posting. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The family of a Chicago woman missing for nearly 3 weeks in the Bahamas now asking the U.S. government for more help. 41-year-old Taylor Casey was last seen during a yoga retreat in the Bahamas. Police there say they found her phone in the ocean. Spotify now says it's testing out a way to broadcast emergency alerts. The testing focusing on alerts in Sweden for incidents like accidents or other emergencies. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Napa know-how!
5 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. Right now, a little bit of light rain continuing. Let me see. Let me check the mud puddle. Yep, yeah, it's still happening. We'll share with you forecast details for today and the upcoming holiday weekend in just a moment.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Don't miss the Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull this Saturday starting at 3 o'clock at Cazenovia Memorial Park. Experience the heart-pounding action of diesel trucks, semis, outlaw, pro street, farm, and too hot to farm classes. The Southwest Pullers will be there to provide top-notch pulling entertainment. For more information, check Facebook at Caz Area Tractor Pullers. Don't miss out on the Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull this Saturday at Cazenovia Memorial Park.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4. 4th of July and Sunday.
A high of 73 today with some rain this morning, maybe another round this afternoon, and another half inch to an inch possible later today. Evening rain, thunderstorms, and a low of 64. Rain moving out overnight, and then Wednesday 84 with an outside chance of a slight shower later on. For the 4th, 85 with isolated showers later in the day. Better chances in the late evening and at night as well. 76 on Friday with a slight chance of some showers. 81 and a scattered shower possible late in the day Saturday, and Sunday 80 degrees and a bit humid again. So far in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, we have, 43 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Light rain continues. It is 60 degrees.
Somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world. With lots
Brooks Bentley on WRCO Radio in a tribute to Tom Petty. A few things to celebrate today. World Sports Journalist Day. It's Special Recreation for the Disabled Day. Also World UFO and I Forgot Day. It's also Freedom from Fear of Speaking Day. That seems to be the number one fear for a lot of people, getting up and talking to people. And that certainly is a fear. I don't necessarily have it anymore, but it is easier here because folks aren't looking at you, you know? It's a little easier behind the mic here, just looking at four walls. And today is Made in the USA Day. That's right. As we approach the 4th of July, this is Rodney Atkins.
A sign for lemonade. They were the cutest kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Hey, Todd, honey, I'm a wild runner, running down the dream on a long lost highway. Me and
Entertainer of the Year, and currently opening up for the Rolling Stones, Lainey Wilson, and Hang Tight, Honey. Hang Tight, Honey. Hank will be here soon. Absolutely. And more regular features coming up here on WRCO and WRCE. It is a cloudy day to talk about. We don't have the chance to talk about the sun shining in. Maybe one of these days, huh?
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages the community to speak up about mental health and work towards breaking the stigma around mental illness. Minority populations are less likely to be diagnosed with mental illnesses and receive treatment due to stigma and a lack of available resources. This month, advocate for mental wellness education and help break the mental health stigma.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip.
How you doing there?
I'm fine. There's nobody here today on the windows.
No, it's too rainy for them.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm. I do. So your moles have migrated to Sextonville.
Did you have them now?
I do.
I dropped a couple off yesterday.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, late night last night.
Yeah, I noticed that with my new lawnmower blades. It's a good way to dull them up.
I'm trying to chop their head off.
Yeah. Whoop.
Those little things, I'll tell you what, I put out poison yesterday for them. I got some merit for them. I got some ground, some pelletized lime.
Oh.
Got traps.
Uh-huh.
I ordered some electronic sonic things that say they work.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see.
Huh. I think they're outsmarting you so far.
Oh, them idiots.
Uh-huh. How come I get this picture of Carl in the movie Caddyshack with the little gopher?
Been fighting them for over a week every day.
Varmint moles. I can see you down there. You know, you got a clay one. You're going to put it in there as an explosive.
And I got gas today.
Bite its head off. What?
I got gas for them today.
Is that right?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, you just strike a little tube, put it in there.
Is that safe?
It doesn't matter anymore. Huh.
You're going to blow up your house or something.
No, this is just like a tube of gas. It's like gets gas vapor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but I do have gas for the other one.
Oh, you do?
It's coming. I'm not kidding you.
Come on, baby. Light my fire. Yeah, there you go.
I just want them to go away.
You're going to wreck your whole yard?
They have already wrecked it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They have wrecked it. They're idiots.
They're aerating your yard.
You call it what you want. And then my dogs have to, you know, once they dig a tunnel.
Yeah, right.
The dogs will seriously dig the whole tunnel out for me to make sure there's no moles. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an ankle breaker there.
Oh, so then I'm searching for dirt to put back in. And then the next day, with the nice dirt and everything that I've done, they have redone it.
Wow.
Just always trying to help me out.
You have lots of problems. Oh, you know?
I think it's just one.
There's always somebody that has it worse, and it sounds like it's you. So there you go.
Well, if I catch them, they're coming to your place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're already there. They're
Did you find them this morning?
North Cousins. Or? No, but I saw them when I was mowing yesterday. The remnants of their trip.
Yeah. It's not cool, Phil.
Pop out of the ground and say, I took a wrong turn in Albuquerque. Bugs Bunny. I think I took a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Is that what the quiz is on today?
On what?
On Bugs Bunny?
No.
Oh.
Maybe moles.
Moles?
Oh, yeah, but
really?
That's not moles. It's in honor of the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I've got some 4th of July questions and about our Independence Day and the flag. And
all right.
Do you think you can handle these?
I don't know. This might put me on the spot.
The first six are multiple choice.
Okay, that could help. Because I may have been sitting out a civics class when I should have been in there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, you know, everybody takes a break.
Yeah. I had accelerated learning out in the hall.
Accelerated something. Accelerated not to want to go home if I'm sitting in the hallway. It would be my mom and dad.
Yep, exactly.
All right, buddy. Number one. How many people were estimated to be living in the colonies when they gained independence from England? Is it 4 million, 2.5 million, or 5.9 million?
Okay.
All right. Which city hosted the first official Independence Day celebration on July 4th of 1777? I'm sorry, of 1777. 1777. Is it New York, Philadelphia, or Salem? That's a pretty good one right there. I mean, All right. Number three, how many times does a Liberty Bell ring on each Independence Day? Okay. The Liberty Bell.
All right.
16, 50, or 13?
I didn't know they rang it anymore. It's cracked, so I figured they didn't want to break it. I was waiting for zero to be one of the answers. But
well, you can't break something that's already broke.
Yeah, well, I know, but
look at Joanne.
It might split it more, though.
Yeah, no, it's. I don't think they do it anymore, but it used to be.
Oh, okay. All right.
What is the locations of the nation's oldest 4th of July parade? Is it Bristol, Rhode Island, Lone Rock, Wisconsin, or Toad, Arkansas?
Huh.
It's a tough one.
All right.
Nathan's hot dog eating contest has happened on each Independence Day since 1972. So this will be its 52nd year.
Okay.
Where does the competition take place? Is it St. John's Township in New York? Is it Coney Island in New York? Or is it Accident, Maryland?
All right.
According to the National Hot Dog Sausage Council, roughly how many hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July, Philip? Is it 70 million, 123 million, or 150 million?
Whew. All right.
True, false. The colors of the American flag have specific messages: red for valor, white for purity, and blue for justice. True or false? The design of the American flag was chosen through a public contest, Philip. The American flag has always had 13 stripes. Has always had 13 stripes.
All right.
The American flag should only be displayed outdoors during daylight hours.
All right.
That's 10. Whew. What do you think you got?
I don't know. I'm going to go with 7.
Really? 7. I think you got 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what you got here.
All right.
How many people were estimated to be living in the colonies when they gained independence from England?
Well, I went with the lowest amount, 2.5
million. 2.5 million, Woo. Yeah. Which city hosted the first official Independence Day celebration before, I said 1977, but on July 4th of 1777?
Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yep. How many times does a Liberty Bell ring on each Independence Day?
13.
Do you know why?
For the 13 colonies?
For the 13 colonies.
Good
for
you.
What is the location of the nation's oldest parade?
Well, I went with Bristol.
That is true.
Ooh. Toad, Arkansas?
Yeah.
Is that really a place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you park your car, it gets towed?
It's towed, yeah.
It's towed.
There's no frogs parking there. Nathan's hot dog eating contest has happened on each Independence Day since 1972. Where does the competition take place?
Coney Island, New York.
That is true.
Woo! Did I hear that Joey Chestnut is not going to be...
Yeah, they eliminated him.
He got suspended.
Yeah, before being paid by somebody.
That's what I heard, yeah. So that'll be interesting. That opens the way for a new challenger.
Yeah, I'm good.
You aren't going?
No. Are you?
No, I'll tell you what, those eating competitions, they kind of make me ill when I'm watching them.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, no. Because seriously, I probably could get one down.
I remember Stand By Me with the blueberry pie.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't a good scene either.
No. Stand By Me when you're not... Oh,
no,
sorry.
That's a different song.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's Lean On Me.
You can stand on me, too.
All right.
According to the... Okay, we've already... Okay,
we're at 6.
Number 6. According to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, roughly how many hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July?
150 million.
That's 150 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of dogs. The colors of the American flag have specific symbolic messages: red for valor, white for purity, and blue for justice.
I would say that's true.
It is true. The design of the American flag was chosen through a public contest.
That is true.
The current 50-star design was submitted by a high school student as part of a class project.
Mm-hmm.
So,
at the Smithsonian Institution a few years ago, they have on display the flag, and I believe it was the first or one of the first.
Oh, really?
But anyway, I found it interesting because there were holes in it, and I thought, you know, what was it flying out there? Or was it, you know, in a battle or whatever? No, actually, they sent out souvenirs at one point where they would cut a piece of the flag,
really?
And send it out or give it to somebody that did something of valor.
Wow,
so
man.
It was actually had some hack jobs in there from scissors.
Isn't that kind of neat?
Yeah, it is. But it was awesome to see it in person.
All right. The American flag has always had 13 stripes.
I'd say false.
That is true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The stripes represent the original 13 colonies, and Betsy Ross made the flag after that. So.
Okay. Well, you know, I was one of those where, you know, when you're doing true and false, always is kind of the key trigger to say, nope, that's not right.
Yeah.
But, okay, one wrong.
I had to do that to you, though, Phil. I had to throw it in there.
Man.
The American flag should only be displayed outdoors during daylight hours.
That's false.
It is false. It can be displayed 24 hours a day if properly illuminated at night.
Yep. We've got one that's lit at my house. Yep. So,
not bad, young man. Nine out of ten.
It's not a fridge hanger.
But it was close.
Yeah, it was awful close. 2 weeks in a row, I've come down to one question.
And it's always the always question.
It is. Think too much about it, I think.
I had to throw the always word in there.
I know. You kind of emphasized it, too. You made me think double about it. So, oh well.
You think I did that purposely?
Probably.
That kind of hurts, Phil.
Yeah, it's not going on the fridge, but still.
No, it's a great quiz. Nine out of ten.
I won't be slinking around today like, bother. You know, I mean, I can hold my head high.
You think you could?
Maybe.
I mean, so I'm sure somebody got 10 out of 10.
Oh, I'm sure they probably did.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. So Joanne probably did.
Doesn't take much to beat the knee.
Debbie probably did.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Better luck next week, I guess.
Hey, buddy, but good job, though.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah.
Try to be productive today back here.
I usually am.
I understand that, but I can't see you because the cameras are down from my office. So I can't keep.
You don't have cameras in your office.
Oh, I do. You just don't know about it.
But you should.
You mean watching me or you?
Yeah, watching you.
Have a good day, buddy. Everybody be kind.
All right. That's old Hank Bray.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairn State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. and the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
This day in 1937, aviator Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first round-the-world flight along the equator. It was in 1955 when Lawrence Welk's TV show debuted on ABC, running for 27 years. The Susan B. Anthony dollar coin was released to the public in 1979. And you may remember 2018 when rescue divers in Thailand found alive 12 boys and their soccer coach who had been trapped by flooding as they explored a cave more than a week earlier. It was quite a success story. 2018. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to Jorge Adame Guzman. Have a great day today from all of your friends at Richland Center Primary School. Birthday blessings to Mary Sue Bethke from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Hillary Jarvis from Park Street Christian Church. Also to Colton Stibbe, birthday greetings from Ash Creek United Methodist. And happy birthday to Marilyn Sanders from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. From Sacred Heart Parish, happy birthday to Ann Mitzi. And to Donna Astomborski from Sacred Heart Parish. Carolyn Kay from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. We salute Granny from Barb, Nick, Kirsten, Kylie, Jose, Olivia, and Jack. Love you. Have an awesome day. To Audrey Barnett and AJ Oliver from everyone. Have a great day today. Happy birthday to Hannah Bergeron from the Cradawills. To Grandma Loretta McCarthy from the Grandsons Up North. To Mom Loretta McCarthy from your favorite daughter, Cindy. Have a great day today. Happy birthday to Mom and Grandma Rita Tracy. Have a wonderful day. This is from Bill, Penny, Colin, and Caleb. And have a great day today to dear sister-in-law Rita Tracy, with love from Diane and George. And to my wife, Rita Tracy, happy birthday, love from Bill. Wishes to brother John Durst from Anita and Dave, to John Durst from Lori and the guys, and to brother John from Stephanie and Scott. Near Mount Hope, Mount Hope, to John Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to Heather Bogardis from Little Willow Birthday Club, Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today. Saluting Ann Taylor, Hannah Bergeron, and Daniel Clark, along with Jasmine Sturdivant. Happy anniversary, Dale and Pamela Spees. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Axel Walters. Also to Heather Bogardis, the Reverend Jonathan Young, to Alex Kirk McCauley, Steve Lewis, and Loretta McCarthy. Happy anniversary, Steve and Jody Lewis, and Wilbur and Sherry Giddings. Happy birthday to Ken Kelbel from Leona. Have a great day today, John Surum, from residents and staff of Schmidt-Wilden Hills. And happy anniversary, Caleb and Sarah Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church, and to Frank and Barb Mayfield from Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you build a better
life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. Getting stocked up for the 4th of July. What are Americans buying the most for their 4th of July cookouts? Well, the number one overall thing kind of surprises me a little bit, potato salad. They're buying that the most. It seems that that'd be something that would be more likely to be homemade, but maybe not. Or maybe that includes ingredients for it. I'm not sure. Baby back ribs are up there, number two. Hot dogs and hot dog buns. Canned baked beans. Bratwurst. Frozen beef burgers. Watermelons are in there as well, also in the top 10, and beef patties, I guess, beef burger, frozen beef, I would say that was the same thing, but listed in the top 10 of what Americans are buying most for their 4th of July cookouts. We'll see. I'm not sure if I'm going to host one or not. When you have neighbors and you have friends and family that have better grills than you, I'd rather be invited. So I'm maybe holding out hope that my son actually invites me. He has a lot nicer grill than mine. Mine, I have to prop up one of the legs with a brick, you know? Anyway, Phil Lee, hoping you have a great rest of the day. Joanne is next with the news.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 60 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Joan Chevrolet Buick, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Rain and thunder this morning, scattered activity around noontime, then another batch of rain, thunderstorms in late afternoon with another half to 1 inch possible, a high of 73. Tonight, evening rain and thunderstorms moving out overnight, still feeling humid, some clearing overnight with a low of 64. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 1 to 6 miles per hour, and it is a rainy 60 degrees. We have received 45 hundredths of an inch of rain so far this morning.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Investigating a tragic house fire in Juneau County. Six people, three children, three adults were killed in a fire in Nisita early Sunday morning. That's according to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Andrew Zobel said the state fire marshal and the State Department of Justice are investigating what appears to be an accidental fire. Deputies who responded Sunday morning found the house already engulfed with several people in the driveway. Firefighters from Nisita and New Lisbon fought the fire for 5 hours. Sheriff Zobel said the names of those killed will be released once all relatives have been notified. One person died in the water in the lake, Wisconsin River area. The Columbia County Sheriff's Department says a 63-year-old man went missing in the water Saturday afternoon. People who live near the water started to jump in to their own boats to find him. With the help of the Sauk County dive team, his body was found Sunday morning. The DNR says even the most experienced swimmers can drown. Wearing a life vest is your best bet to stay safe. The Common Council of the City of Richland Center will hold a public hearing on the future of the Utility Commission at the regularly scheduled council meeting tonight at 6:30 in the council room at the Municipal Building. City Attorney Michael Windle had previously been tasked with reviewing the city's code of ordinances and the council's committee structure. He presented his conclusion to the council at a special meeting last week. Windle informed the council that, in his opinion, based on his review of the operation of the commission, the council had three options for how to move forward. The first option would be to find a new city administrator. Mayor Todd Coppernall reported that an investigation into the performance of the current administrator has been conducted.
There is an investigation into the job performance of the city administrator, Ashley Oliphant, and a couple of points on that. The first one that I fear maybe a lot of people missed, even though it was reported, is that that investigation was launched at her own request. Ashley said, you know, heard the rumor mill, didn't like it, said, I don't think I've done anything I shouldn't have done, and I'm willing to prove it. Go ahead and investigate me, which shows great character, in my opinion. If you know Ashley, or if you have not met her, trust me when I tell you she's a woman of character. Agree with her or don't on any particular issue. She's a woman of character who is doing what she believes is best at all times to help the city of Richland Center. And in this case, what she thought was best, let's just clear the air. There are some people that haven't wanted to meet with her themselves and talk in person about their feelings and what they've heard. And some other people have, and it went away satisfied with her response. There's just sort of a mix out there. So just to get this out of the way so the community can move forward, do this third-party investigation, and that's how it's been done. It's not being conducted by myself or the city attorney, anybody like that. It's an independent third party. And Attorney Michael Windle let me know that he, the city attorney, has received the results of that investigation, and they will be released to the public shortly.
The second option was to remove every sitting commissioner. Windle's final proposal, and the one he recommended, was to dissolve the Utility Commission and have the council or a committee take on oversight of the commission.
That's not a small choice, and I'll give a lot of credit to the council. They did exactly what I think they should have done, which was pause. That's a lot of information in a long meeting and not a small decision. So think about something like that before you take action, and that's what they're doing. So what I said, and the council all agreed, is that we should have an opportunity for public input on that. So during Tuesday night's city council meeting, which begins at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, we're going to allow public comment on that topic. So there will be a time set aside for people to share their thoughts and opinions on the topic surrounding the Utility Commission.
Details on public participation will be made available prior to the meeting.
We'll share information. I would assume Attorney Wendell will lead that discussion and share information with the public, and then we'll open it for the feedback, and then the council does what they do, right? They contemplate and decide. Perhaps they make a decision Tuesday night, and perhaps they do not. That is in their hands. That is their authority to do so, and I think we're doing this the way we should be. Put it before the council, let the people hear what's up, let the people say what they think, and then the council makes a choice or decides not to change. It's in the hands of the eight older persons.
Richland Center residents are invited to share their thoughts at the public hearing on the city's utility commission at the next regular meeting of the council at 6:30 tonight in the council chambers of the municipal building in Richland Center. You get to decide. Two state referendum questions about what will appear on the August primary ballot. Both questions on your ballot ask you to decide whether the legislature should have a role in decisions related to the spending of federal funding sent to Wisconsin. Question one asks, delegation of appropriation power. Shall Section 35(1) of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to provide that the legislature may not delegate its sole power to determine how money shall be appropriated? Senator Howard Markline translated this way. Do you think the legislature should be required to play a role in how taxpayer dollars are spent in Wisconsin? Vote yes if you think the legislature should have a role in deciding how tax dollars are spent. They should not be able to give this role away to the executive branch. In other words, vote yes if you want the legislature to be accountable for spending tax dollars. Vote no if you think the legislature should not be required to have a role in spending tax dollars. In other words, vote no if you are okay with the legislature delegating the power of the purse to the executive branch. Question two asks, allocation of federal monies. Shall Section 35(2) of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to prohibit the governor from allocating any federal monies the governor accepts on behalf of the state without the approval of the legislature by joint resolution or as provided by legislative rule? Senator Howard Markline translates this question in this way. Do you think the governor should be required to have legislative approval for the spending of federal funding that is sent to Wisconsin? Vote yes if you think the legislature should approve all spending of federal funding that is sent to Wisconsin. Vote no if you think the governor should continue to spend federal funding that is sent to Wisconsin without legislative approval. The questions will be voted on during the primary election slated for Tuesday, August 13th. Mineral Point Chamber of Commerce has announced a new addition to this year's 4th of July parade, the Golden Pasty Award. A family who wishes to remain anonymous has introduced the Golden Pasty Award to inspire more creative parade entries. This family will serve as the judges and are looking forward to seeing some exciting entries. Your entry doesn't need to be complicated, just fun, creative, and showcase what makes you unique. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top three parade participants. Prizes include $500 for the first place, $300 for second, and $200 for third. The Mineral Point annual 4th of July parade takes place every year on the 4th of July at 11 o'clock on historic High Street. Did you know that setting off fireworks can come packed with serious eye injuries? Just last year, doctors say that 19% of firework injuries were to the eye. In the most severe cases, fireworks can rupture the globe of the eye and can cause chemical and thermal burns. Doctors say all these injuries can cause permanent eye damage and vision loss. Wear safety goggles. Steer clear of people offering cheap fixes for flood damage. Advice from Bo Vang from the Better Business Bureau, who says criminals are out there looking to run off with your money. She said to beware of quick fixes and big promises that they do not intend to keep. While not all may be criminals, traveling contractors might not be licensed for your area. If you do need to get flood repairs to your home, contact a local trusted contractor. Find out more online at bbb.org. Prosecutors have charged a second inmate in connection with a fight that left a counselor at Wisconsin's youth prison brain dead. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom was charged Last Thursday in Lincoln County Circuit Court, with being a party to felony murder battery and being a party to battery by a prisoner in connection with a fight at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools. According to court documents, a 16-year-old inmate threw conditioner at a counselor, punched her, and then punched counselor Corey Prolix, who fell and hit his head on concrete. Prolix was declared brain dead last Tuesday. According to a criminal complaint, Nyblom gave the 16-year-old the conditioner, knowing he planned to attack the first counselor.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Tuesday, July 2nd. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Marietta A. Gruber, 92, of Baraboo, died Saturday. A funeral Mass will be held this morning at 11:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. From Marietta A. Gruber, 92, of Baraboo. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died Friday. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, July 9th at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church next Tuesday, July 9th from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or school. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements. For Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham, died June 22nd at her farm home. A private burial service was held at Fancy Creek Cemetery. Plans are being made for a celebration of life this fall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center has assisted the family of Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
The ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.0.